Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If not, we should be soon. On our Facebook page.
Says we are.
Blitz came in hot like God.
All right.
Stand by here. Let me see. This is my first time doing this. It'll be far more seamless next time, I promise. Now, let me refresh, Willie. This is our first show, our first live show as a show that we've done on Facebook.
Hello.
Today, Thursday, August 5, 2021.
Ooh.
Now, I got the page pulled up. Where would it say, Blitz?
On the group.
Yep, live, under the live tab.
Blitz, can I pin that to the top? Here we go. I just pinned it above Tom Brady. And it should be there we are.
Look
oh, my
at
God.
It.
Look at it.
It's gorgeous.
See.
All right, what? 215 live.
Let's see if we got to, if we got like a
to the top.
Here we go. Oh, I just pinned it. There's above Tom Brady. There we go. There it is. Goddamn.
And 229, I think, right now, right?
So, hello. This is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Now, I'm going to have to let you get some traction. You know, I got to get a little build up here. Because I have done some stuff on Facebook Live, you know, like at the dirt track and things like that. And it takes a little while for you to get maximum, you know, a notification.
And it's the same on Instagram. Like when I see people go live, they kind of like are just waiting for people to come on. They're kind of saying hello to a few people.
Yeah, you hang out for a few minutes
first.
Yeah,
you talk to the people who are leaving comments.
Yeah.
What up, William Harlow?
All that.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Now, can I, yes, oh, I can monitor the comments as,
yep,
as they're coming down, right?
Yep. Kevin.
Let me see. I'm just trying to maximize. What?
Can you do me a favor?
Kevin Jordan?
What?
Send me that code that it sent you.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, we're getting lots of comments.
I'm trying to get like a deal where the stars will work on the screen.
Okay. You ready?
So. LJ Pratt.
All right. You ready?
Can you see?
JoJo, what's
can
up?
You see through your window?
No, not really. Too far, but hold on. I can.
I can put
Lummy full screen, and I can.
No. Hold on. I'll just text it to you.
Okay.
Like we're already trying to, you know, like do some fucking.
Right.
Oh, I just said a bad word. Am I allowed to say bad words
here?
It's
Facebook.
Sure, why not?
Facebook.
Yeah. Well, Travis J. Hansen sent 50. We're doing 1,000 stars. Sorry.
200.
There you go, Blitz. There you go. There's your code.
Got it.
There's Lum Lum.
Hold on.
431, now. We like doubled in a minute.
Hold
that's
on here.
Awesome.
Right, now, I'm trying to see where I can.
Got
I,
70
can't, I can't see the feed. I can just see the like Minnesota checking in. Is that the latest? Or am I way behind on chat? What's up, Anna?
Hi.
No, that was what Daniel Trippett said.
Oh, sorry.
Robbie Burt said, cool. John Holland, 99 cents. Lisa Ann. Posted on Bubba Army pages. Thank you, Lisa. And where you been, girl?
She's in chat. She comes in usually around 8 o'clock.
That was what Daniel Trippett said.
Oh, sorry.
Robbie Burt said, cool. All right, there you go. But see, Lummy, I can't somehow get the chat.
You almost got, is your screen full? You got to like make it full.
All right, I'm showing you what I'm
then
showing
click
you.
On it. Yeah, click on it.
Click
and
on
then
this chat. Cool. Yeah. All right, there you go. But see, Lummy, I can't somehow get. All right, boom. Now I'm good.
There you go.
Now, Blitz, being on that screen, does that fuck you up? Do I need to take it off that screen because that's the rebroadcast
screen? Oh, no, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, I don't have to show that screen, so you're good.
There you go. So, right now, we are live. This is our very first Facebook attempt of an after show. We regularly are heard 6 to 10 terrestrially. This is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Hi, I'm Bubba the Love Sponge, and I got to think that probably pretty much everybody that's on here right now is already familiar with what else the other shit we got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to have to build this a little bit, but we're already at what, 523?
524, yeah.
I know 526. And we've kind of reverse engineered this whole thing because most radio personalities, like within their stupid little corporate world, I'm not calling out any particular radio stations or companies, but a lot of radio stations corporately blitz do their shows live. Their shows are on Facebook as they're broadcasting them on terrestrial.
Correct.
A lot of companies do that. And a lot of companies have tried to do it on Twitch, but they just can't make it work. Nobody can make it work on Twitch. Everybody's doing it on Facebook. But we reverse engineered it, and we're like, you know what? We're gonna go conquer Twitch, make some real fucking money, and then come over here to you over to Facebook and see what the fuck we can do over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I shared it on my profile too, so hopefully my people will see it.
How many people do you got for your people?
Like how many friends I have?
Yeah, like how
Let's
many?
See. I have
do you got
about 1,300?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I mean It's a private thing.
Oh, it's private. Yeah.
Yeah, she wouldn't even let me join, so I had to block her.
Let me, supposedly, you don't even have fucking Facebook. That's how stupid you are.
No, I do not. I haven't had it for about 8 years.
Was it a problem? Did it end up being a problem? Were you messaging some bitches and you got caught back in the day?
No, when I actually ran a business, I didn't like people seeing what I was doing and traveling a lot.
And drinking then a lot. They would,
and drinking?
No, actually, all those people liked drinking. What it was is that if I went to, let's say, the Bahamas or Mexico or do something, it would be, well, that's why your prices are a little high, because you're just vacationing everywhere.
Mm.
So I just blocked.
I don't even know what the fuck
you
just said, buddy. I really don't. I don't know what the fuck you said.
It was pretty much that.
I'm thinking you got caught with her, correct?
No, I just didn't want to be on it anymore.
And now you are this big-time superstar, and you're just, you know, you're trying to get noticed. You're trying to distribute your likeness. You're trying, and you know. So again, that just shows you how fucking stupid you are.
I got Twitter.
Twitter doesn't mean shit. But Lummy, you know what? I just need you to contribute to my Facebook, okay, buddy?
Yes, sir. That's what I do.
See if you can get us over 1,000.
Of course, 720 right now.
Now Blitz is saying that eventually we might be able to be live on YouTube and Facebook at the same time. Now our current agreement is with, we have a deal with Twitch where we cannot, and when we're live on Twitch, which is the only thing we can share our Twitch feed with, is terrestrial radio.
Radio, yep.
And we actually got to kind of get a little deal on that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's audio only, no video anywhere
else. So then after a day, we can distribute that stuff, you know, and we do it to our YouTube channel and whatever.
But
YouTube and Facebook, see, these motherfuckers, they work together. They like each other.
No, they hate each other.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
But they allow each other to exist. Right. Well, I mean, like, you know, like,
well, so if we didn't have an agreement with Twitch, then we could do all three at the same time, but our agreement with Twitch doesn't let us do that.
Oh, because we got a big time deal.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I mean, let's just be
that's
honest
fair.
With people. We got a big time deal.
That's the truth.
We have a contract with Twitch.
Well, that's the cost of being the number one radio show on Twitch in the world, right?
Yeah. We're the number one radio show in Twitch, and fuck, it's hard telling how good we're going to do here on Facebook. I know some radio stations right now that are on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Their talk show, and they have 8 people watching their Facebook feed.
That's pretty good.
8.
This is our first time. We got 760 right now.
We're gonna hit 1,000 fucking soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's gonna be. I think that might be kind of cool. I'm gonna have to kind of ask Blitz. You know it all. Like, what do other radio shows? Because I know a lot of radio shows do this. A lot of radio shows. This is their first thing that they do when they're trying to either do an ancillary show or they're trying to distribute their current terrestrial show, or they got fucking fired from regular terrestrial radio. They all go to Facebook first, right?
They do. It's
the quickest.
Easiest, yeah.
It's the quickest picker upper.
Yep.
What is some good, like, are there some guy, like, what's some good numbers? Kindly saying, I missed you. Highly saying.
I mean, for like a regular radio show that's not like, you know, a Howard Stern size show.
Yeah. No, it's not like, you know, Bob and Tom. Really, they, or
dozens.
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
Big buck. Oh, is that buck? Is that the big buck as in Memphis?
Call him Big Buck. Memphis Buck.
1,000 is the threshold. If you send us 1,000 stars, then you'll get a mention. But if you send us like, you know, 300 stars, I'm sorry. We just don't fucking pick up quarters with our pussy for $3.
Speak for yourself. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anna, would you pick up a $20 bill with your sniz? Because that's...
I don't know if I can in terms of like ability.
But would you?
Like, would I attempt it?
Yeah. If a guy threw a $20 bill
and I'm just like at the club, absolutely.
Yeah, and you have like some boot, like some booty shorts on.
Yeah, make that ass clap.
I don't think you can pick up a doll. I don't think you can pick up any type of money with your sniz if you have jeans on.
No, you don't really have
something to be able to get this,
that hooved grip.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What? That's what it is. I don't know.
But you have to understand she's back on caffeine again.
In order to get the hooved grip, you got to have thin material.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not even asking you to try it at home, but do you think you could?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you don't think so?
I don't think I could.
Well, first of all, you have to be flexible enough to be able to get down like a catcher to get it.
Like you got to do like lotus pose. Like
I'll try it when I get home, Sponge. I'll do it.
Hi, this is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. And what did you learn on your first day on Facebook watching the show? Well, I learned that the show has changed dramatically. There's this guy named Blitz. Mm-hmm. He seems like kind of a dick.
He is.
But he knows it all. And he's the only person that can pick up a dollar bill with his balls. How does a guy pick up?
Lick and stick.
I was going to use my butthole.
Your asshole?
Yeah, it's a butt cheeks.
Got
a
lick and stick.
You might be the only guy that can physically make your ass hit the grass.
Oh, I can.
And not fall down.
Yeah, I can do that.
Lummi, you think you could?
Greg from Canada, 2,235 stars.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't think I can get down that far.
Hold on, Lummi. Let's see if you can.
Dog wipe it?
Yes.
Because that's what they use, you know, the squats, the dog wipes.
What you do is you get down like you're, you know, like you're fucking, like you're Johnny Bench.
Oh, yeah. Like you're a Chinese man smoking?
You want me to see if I can hit the ground?
Can your ass hit the grass?
Let me try.
Yeah, squat like a China man smoking outside.
Is that Chinaman?
They all squat like that, yeah.
Why?
I just died.
Move the chair from Dan's camera.
We're going to see if Lummi can do this. Now, Lummi... Yeah. We know that I can't.
There's a $20 bill.
What else? Let me have in his pockets.
Let me. What
$20
the fuck?
Bill.
You got crack in your pockets.
I took all my keys and my mask.
And his cash.
And your can't. All right. Now, Lummi, that's a pretty good shot right there. Yes. Right there. And let's just see. Now, it's ass to the grass. Let's see. Hold on. Maybe we should get a dollar.
He has cash.
He has them right there.
Lummi, put a dollar. And you know when you fold it for a stripper, you kind of put up like this.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. There you go. Lummi knows how to fucking fold dollars for stripper
Why
bitches.
Why is that?
I learned from Bubba.
Yeah, oh. Well, learn from me my ass, you motherfucker. All right, here we go. So, Lummi, you gotta get your ass down more.
Looks like he's pooping.
You gotta get your ass down more. Lummi, you're too far forward. You gotta back it up. You gotta back that ass up.
Look as he's trying to butt fuck a dollar bill.
Lummi, almost got it. No hands, Lummi.
Look, Ma, no hands.
Look, no hands. Get down on it, Lummi. Get down on it.
Get down on it. No, you can't do it.
Stretch your balls.
Anna, do you think you could do it?
Probably.
Hold on. Just don't fucking say probably.
I mean, I can't. I don't think I can grab it. I don't know if I can grab it, but I could probably like get down to where my butt's touching it.
Brandon Dunning, 2,000 bits.
Yeah, we just want to see if you're... No grabbing, that would be disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
Let's just see if your butt can touch the ground.
Thank you, Brandon Dunning.
Is that disrespectful?
No.
Just to see if your butt can touch the ground.
I mean, are we going to see lips through her shorts?
No, we're not going to see
that. Okay, because I was going to zoom in.
No, we're I'm just trying to get her to the ground. Now you're trying to lip her out. Did you touch it?
Well, she was falling.
Anna, you can't fall.
Yep.
She's back on.
Yeah, she's got it. Is that how a girl pees in the woods?
The good ones.
That looks so. I look so sad.
Is it me?
See, Anna has a career outside of radio. It's
yeah.
obvious.
Is it me is it me or like a girl that pees in the woods like that? It's just so like
oh,
it's just
it is awesome.
Yeah. Like a girl that can squat down, pee, and not get any on her pant, like, you know.
Yeah, it's really about controlling the stream.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, because sometimes if you have to pee really bad, it's like, and then just everywhere and starts
right.
ricocheting off the ground.
Now, can a girl,
that's happened to me
can
before.
A girl point her stream? Can
not
you,
really.
Can you put your hand
no.
down as like a heat deflector?
No, no. It's all different every time in terms of like pressure and like... I don't know.
How far you think
force.
I can get? How far you think I? If we get to a, if you know what, if we get to 1,000 people, I'll attempt it.
Oh, nice.
But we have to get to 1,000 people in the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
This isn't
it's
like
8:38 right now.
Yeah, it's. I got 29. I got exactly 10:30 blitz according
okay.
to the screen on Facebook.
All right.
We have till 10:35 on the money. If we can get up to 1,000 people, so that means the 841 motherfuckers, all you gotta do is be proactive
yeah.
and just share and like it
share
and fucking
motherfucker.
Put it into some groups and all that kind of bullshit. And mm-hmm. I'll try to. I know, Lummy. I know for a fact I can't do it.
You but you might get close.
No,
you don't think so. How are your hips?
Fat.
I figured you got good strong hips.
I do.
I don't think they're very flexible. You don't strike me as a flexible man.
Yeah, I'm not
man.
A flexible guy.
No,
well, the only flexible one in here is the guy that's the best, the biggest dong, the best looking, the one with the, you know, the best feet. Because he can touch his feet to his, like, eyeball.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Blitz. By the way, this is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, and every Thursday we're going to do at least an hour of our after show, uncensored after show, right here on Facebook. And we're going to, you know, you can contribute through stars. That's their money, so to speak. It's much like a bit on Twitch. And if this keeps going well, we'll do more stuff over here as well. Just like, you know, when we started kind of diversifying over to YouTube Blitz, we now have a full-blown fucking guy in Action Jackson that does nothing but just run our YouTube.
Yep.
And he also sends me Instagram clips, which is very nice, which
he
I
is.
Posted.
Action Jackson, we love you. Maybe Facebook will get so big we'll have to hire a fucking Facebook guy.
Woo.
It looks like my bet's pretty safe. They're not sharing.
It's going up
and,
a little bit.
And or really, you know, socially helping and spread this phenomenon, if you will.
You said what, 5 minutes?
Well, at 10:35 on the money.
Mm-hmm.
Big buck with another 1,000 stars.
And so 1,000 stars is our threshold. If you give us 1,000 stars, we'll then give you a shout out. Anything short of that, then we're just, you know, we can't whore ourselves out.
We are grateful, though.
Yeah, I mean, we are very grateful. Continue to give the $2.99s all you want. But if you give us at least a G-ball, then, of course, you get recognized. And if we happen to hit 1,000 people in the next 3 minutes, I will attempt to put my ass on the grass.
Someone said I predict an earthquake soon in the
it's
Tampa
not,
metro
it's
area.
It's not going to be good. It's simply not going to be good. Now, this is our first show on Facebook. I will tell you this. A lot of people say, like, how do I listen to your show, Bubba? Well, first of all, we're on 8 terrestrial radio stations throughout America. Chances are you don't live in one of those cities. Charleston, South Carolina. Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Tampa, Florida,
Ocala.
Did I say Ocala,
Phoenix,
and Phoenix. Did Phoenix, I thought I saw something where Phoenix may have dropped, like changed formats or something.
Not
maybe have K-Man
of.
Get a hold of Lynn. Lynn from Phoenix and let us know if we're still in Phoenix.
Robin Staples, 1,000 stars.
So we do our show every day from 6 until 10. That show's heard on like 7 or 8 stations. While we're doing that show, visually that show, that Audible show visually is seen on a forum called Twitch. Most people that are watching us on Facebook probably are familiar with Twitch. It's a gaming kind of deal, but mm-hmm. we are the number one radio show in the world on Twitch. We make a lot of money over there. Enough money to pay all of our bills. That's right. We're some twitching motherfuckers.
Fuck yeah.
And so, as we became twitching motherfuckers in October of 2017, we then have now, we're probably 10 years late, but we're like, we're going to start really kind of concentrating on our YouTube as well. It used to be Twitch was the fucking baby, and that's all we worried about was Twitch. Now we have had, Blitz like standard white trash. We've given birth to a few more illegitimate children.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie 7375 1100 bits and Eileen Collins 1000 stars.
Oh, I love her.
Lisa Ann with 1000 stars.
Blitz, she drives sprint cars.
Really?
I took her to the Bahamas. I took her to the Keys one time as a date.
Oh, I want to go to the Keys.
I think I did. I think Eileen, didn't I? Didn't you and I go to the Keys way back in the day on my plane? I think we did.
On the plane?
I think it's when I had my plane, and I think we went to, it was me and Eileen and Tidwell, and I don't fucking remember. It's been so long. I just know, Blitz, that I don't have to put my ass on the grass because we didn't hit 1,000.
Yeah, it's 875.
So, Eileen, let me know. Am I imagining that?
Well, fans, 1,000 stars.
So anyway, thank you for your G-Wall contribution, Eileen Collins. And so we then have had a couple illegitimate children. We don't know who the dads are, but the illegitimate children now that we distribute some of our content through is YouTube. You can go to YouTube and type in at the Bubba Army and find all kinds of great shit. Podcasting, we have... Blitz, we now are over. We're at 802,000 downloads on our podcast world. Wherever you get podcasting, you just type in Bubba Army Podcast. And Blitz, did you know I get like this thing called charitable.com? I don't know. It's something
you told me about it before.
I need to get it to you.
Okay.
Because it said we were like we ranked 87th in podcasting in America last month in the comedy. In some fucking division.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, like I'm thinking that's kind of cool. And
top
now,
100,
and
that's
then,
awesome.
And so then I'm just the natural. We started with our first illegitimate child, straight from Pinellas Park, was YouTube, and then our next illegitimate child was podcasting. We kind of started doing that, and we're doing real good. And then we started just like all white trash strippers, but you know we're the white trash strippers of radio show.
Oh, absolutely.
Because now what do we got? What do all strippers got, Blitz? A fucking OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now we got us an OnlyFans account, which is, let me not 3X, it's what?
4X.
4X.
Mm-hmm.
Super dirty. Stormy Day. 5,600 from Donna from Donald Hindle, and that seems like some new motherfucking money, doesn't it? I don't know if Donald Hindle.
You guys think these are real names compared to Twitch names and stuff.
Because they've been saying their Twitch names normally. I think he did earlier,
too. We went to the Key West with Janessa. Okay, that's all you need to say, Eileen. Wow. I got it. I remember that one. Woo! I do remember that. So then we got OnlyFans, which is at the Bubba Army, and that is like it's filthy, quite frankly.
Is that back when you were being a bear and peeling it?
Oh, that's Hinstar.
No, this was not the bear trip.
Oh, okay.
That was with Heather. Before Eileen. I think it went Heather, Eileen, Nikki. I think.
Oh.
That's kind of that era.
Okay.
Like we're talking about like 2011, late 11. I know, Eileen, just don't say nothing more, okay?
Yeah. Don't give me real
details.
Keep watching us.
Love you. I know we're Facebook friends. I know we text here and there, and I know you're going through it. She's going through a really bad divorce. Her husband's a fucking dick.
Oh, no.
Real fucking dick.
Does she need some consoling?
No. She needs a good lawyer. And so, let's don't say any more, Eileen, because everybody's going to start fucking asking you a bunch of questions where they don't need to know our business.
Yeah.
Now, that's a crick you never even knew about, Blitz.
Yeah, come on, Eileen.
And she's, like, really hot, and she's a dental. She does dental stuff.
Oh, okay.
She's a dental.
dental. She's a dental. She's a dental.
Ugh.
No, she's like a dental assistant or hygienist. Yeah, something like that. So, Lumby, I don't know that we're. In fact, I think that we're losing.
Grouper Lips, 1,500 stars.
And so, as we are progressing down the illegitimate babies of content, we now have stumbled upon Facebook. And the way we and I've been hard headed and fucking I didn't listen. But even Opie was telling me, Blitz, when I talked to him privately, hey, you should do some shit over there.
Mm-hmm.
Does Opie do Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, Blitz, we're going to do fucking Facebook. And Blitz gave me 37 reasons why we shouldn't do it. And then I'm like, we're going to fucking do it. Mm-hmm. So today we're doing it. And we're going to do it. We're gonna commit to doing Facebook an hour on Facebook Live like we are now on Thursdays from 10:15 to 11:15, maybe longer. It's our fucking show.
Sure.
If we get into some shit, we can go to a fucking one if we wanted to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not today because I had GERD last night. I didn't get no fucking sleep.
Don't call him. Don't call him.
Yeah, nobody fucking call me or text
don't
me.
Call him.
After noon, 12 noon is my cutoff.
Okay.
Including you, Mom.
Oh, Tyler wants to know if that includes him.
He lives with me. He tells it, and he knows where my bedroom is, and he knows to be quiet.
Do you know to be quiet?
Does now.
Yeah. Tell him I'm extra irritable because I got some fucking Save-A-Lot steak in me, and he knew he was part of the process that it was going to be a problem yesterday. He was there when I was trying to.
Oh yeah, he knew.
When I was trying to puke it up. Fucking friend who brought me Save-A-Lot steak.
Is that friendship over? Was my question.
You know what?
Is this person getting canceled? Save-A-Lot steak?
No. Save-A-Lot's getting fucking canceled.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I'm going to start doing. Other than hamburger, which I don't even really eat that much, I'm going to stop eating red meat.
There you go.
Bubba.
Which is chicken?
Well, I was talking to my friend yesterday. I'm like, I don't really eat steak. I don't do well with steak.
Mm-hmm.
Steak's kind of hunky to me. I don't chew my steak up enough, and so I always have fucking problems. And realistically, most people can't cook a good steak.
Right.
Secondly, most people don't even start out with good steak.
No one can cook a shitty steak.
Exactly. And I had a shitty steak with a shitty cook. Hello.
Didn't you cook it?
Yeah, quick question. Blitz probably know the answer to it. I'm listening to y'all's show on Facebook now, and I like, you know how you can connect it to your TV? Well, I'm at work, and I'm sitting outside a doctor's office. I accidentally connected to their thing because it didn't have a password, and I think your show's playing inside this doctor's
office. Oh, really? What's the doctor's office name?
I don't know.
The fine people of the doctor's office. I will try not to cuss. My name is Bubba the Love Sponge. I am a world famous radio personality. Do not Google me. My name is Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm very fucking famous.
Because if you Google me, he is fucking famous.
Listen to me. If you Google me, you're gonna. I have been involved in a sex tape. I have been involved in some fucking scandals. I have been on trial.
And now you're on pills.
I'm on pills
and Facebook
and I'm on the sippy sippy and I'm a half a fucking step ahead of Baker acting at all times.
Tony up. D, 32, 1,000 stars.
So, Blitz, because far more people have Facebook, we pop up. This motherfucker's in the doctor's office. He somehow tries to maximize it so he can watch it. It flips over to their fucking TV in the waiting room. And hello, Dr. Johnson's people. How are you?
Look, man, shit happens.
Shit happens.
There's
not
COVID.
Enough motherfuckers flipping us to various pieces parts because we can't get more than 1,000. And I ain't fucking happy about it at all. Because all 860 of yous are some part of a group, or you got fucking 365 friends, or there's a way to promote what the fuck you like.
Mm-hmm.
And you like us because you're watching us. In fact, how many people are watching us right now? I'd like to kind of throw it out there. How many of the 860 are watching us now for the very first time? You've never watched us on Twitch. You didn't go to the, you know, just because you're an old school, follow me on Facebook and shit. And so I just need you to put like, you know, me or something like that. So I can actually look at chat and see how many new people here are watching us for the first time. and didn't know that we... I think if you Google, okay, if you type in Bubba the Love Sponge, one of the first Jason fucking things Reynolds. Is, where is Bubba the Love Sponge now?
Benjamin Barkus.
That's fucking donkey teeth.
Yeah.
Scott Rodin.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, what's up?
What's up?
It's Scooter 385, buddy. Welcome to Facebook.
By the way, if you'd like to, we happen to be a show where you can call in 813-90-BUBBA, 813-90-BUBBA. That's our phone number. This gentleman here, his name's Scooter 385. He likes to fuck a whole bunch of white trash chicks in Plant City, Polk County area, and he helps with construction here and there when we have projects at the BRN.
Takes up girls at Dollar General.
And he fucks Dollar General. Hold on. Did you not pick up a cashier from the Dollar General store and fuck the shit out of her?
And she was cute, too.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
And you made her jet ski a bunch.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. But, well, we are part of the Facebook world. Scooter, hopefully... You are just, you know, sharing us and
I've shared the shit out of it already, buddy.
I appreciate it. I would hope that possibly we could potentially get to 1,000 before we end the program here in about, you know, 30 minutes.
That's true that. All right. Just wanted to welcome you.
All right. Hi, Dan. See you later, fuck.
Thank you.
What were you talking about earlier? I don't even fucking know.
Just moving to Facebook.
Oh, no, my fucking. Element, so,
no one contact you after 12, not even your son.
Well,
Jeff Bass, 1,200 stars.
Tyler and I got a great thing going. He leaves. He knows that he got his shit. He's got his shit going on, and I got my shit going on, and we don't fuck with each other. We see each other for a couple hours a day. We talk.
Yeah, fucking Security Steve over there.
Who's Security Steve?
Tyler.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can't get into
the utility man,
yeah.
The utility guy.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even get into any crazy shit at my place because I got fucking Johnny Eyes and Ears over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if I wanted to have a couple chicks come back?
Just walk around with the fucking Billy Club?
Yeah, he's over there. Hey, wow. Who are you guys?
Snap into his hand.
You here to see my dad?
Yeah.
Well, he's unavailable. It's 5:30. He's already fucking passed out. Get the fuck out of here.
He said to come at 5:30, though.
Yeah, still.
2:46, bitch.
Hello? Hello?
Get your cleats.
Hello?
Get it going.
Hello, you're on the air.
443.
Oh.
You're the first caller ever from North Dakota. Thank you, sir.
443. That's
gross.
That's
not even
a
state.
That's a purple.
Don't fucking. Why would you even
South Dakota.
Besmirch the great North Dakota?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Isn't that where Mount Rushmore is?
Yeah, that's the only thing that's got going for him, though.
My favorite thing.
Although, Blitz, I got to tell you, man, after watching Yellowstone, I really want to move to fucking Montana.
So do I. Oh, that would be great.
I want to move to Montana and fucking hook up with that Native American Monica bitch.
Is that the one that comes in that's the
she's
a stripper?
She's,
yeah, what all happens?
She's Casey's. No, she's Casey's wife.
Oh, that's one. She got annoying, though, when she got her head injury.
All bitches get annoying when they get a head injury.
I thought maybe you liked the stripper. That became
Bitches are a fucking annoying,
yeah.
fully non-head injury.
Just how we're wired.
Well, see, I thought maybe you
cross-wired
liked the stripper.
Bitches.
That it was.
No, you know the hot bitches. One, the you know the two barrel racing bitches.
Yeah.
At first, I'm really really digging. At first, I'm digging the dark haired one.
Eileen Collins, 1,000 stars.
Whew.
Keep it up.
At first, I'm really digging the dark-haired one, but then the blonde-haired one goes from the old-timer to the young bad boy, and there's a couple of scenes of her pulling up her tight pants, and she's real loose. See, women got to realize we like...
Whores?
We like you to act loose around us.
Not around other people?
Be loose. Of course. Be loose for us.
Right.
Be loose.
Lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets.
Oh, yeah. Yes. All that and more. We want Oregon listening. Jesse Clark. Hi, Jesse. I do like that idea, Anna, where you're saying people like not necessarily your fucking demographics, Jesse Clark, you know, 39-year-old male.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but ASL, motherfuckers.
But
ASL.
I would prefer just a quick check-in as to where you're from.
Okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Somerville, South Carolina.
North Carolina.
Hi, who's this?
Bubba, it's George.
Hey, George.
So how do you, what is this show under on Facebook? I've searched everything, can't find a lie. I want to share it to everybody.
It's just the Bubba Army.
It's Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
I thought we made it so that the Bubba Army
you
worked
too. You can, but if you're having problems, it's better to search Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Because I'm even friends with Bubba, and it's not on his page, but the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
It's on the show page, not his personal page.
He didn't share it because he didn't want to pick up the fucking dollar bill with his ass.
So, Blitz, how do thank you. I appreciate it. Love you. I don't know if I answered your question or not.
Dallas, Pittsburgh.
Oh, Houston. Blitz, I have to give Jamie from nice. Northern Heat and AC.
Oh, yeah, the man.
That motherfucker.
He's Terre Haute, Indiana. Oh,
hold on.
What is it, Lummy?
Terre Haute.
Terre Haute, Indiana. I've had some issues here at the BRN that even the finest of construction guys have not been able to figure out.
Right.
And Jamie found the fuck out. He's the guy that had to sniff out.
The non-AC issues even.
Yes.
I know. Jamie's the man.
God damn you,
he's
Jamie.
He's really cool.
I got him in contact with Terre yesterday, too, because Terre needs a couple things done. And so Jamie's going to help
Jamie
out there.
Is Northern Heat and AC refrigeration, yippee-o.
Yeah. Jamie's the fucking man.
He is. I bet I'm not trying to be, anyway, but I bet he's got a big penis.
Polish sausage.
Have you seen his hands?
Huge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got decent sized hands. He makes my hands look like Donald Trump baby hands.
Yeah. His ring finger, I think, is a 14.
He's got a big old Polish cock on him.
Oh my God.
Is that wrong for me to say that?
No.
Big old fucking kielbasa.
Hold on, Bubba. It's Naughty Natalia. So I ran into this feed. I love the old radio. Hubby. Well, Naughty Natalia, do you got a hubby now? Well, that ain't fucking so cool. Now, Blitz, if I got an account. I thought somebody was coming. It's a fucking sippy. You see me? I thought somebody was coming in on me. Now, Blitz, I got 5,000 personal friends.
Mm-hmm.
How would I...
I tried to share it on your page, but it won't allow me to make posts on your page.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
I feel like I'm talking to my grandma.
I will fucking choke a bitch out.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
I know. Usually you can make posts on a friend's page, but it won't allow me to make a post on your page. So you're going to have to just make the post yourself.
Yeah.
All right. But so do I go to my personal or do I go?
No.
You go to the stream itself.
All right. So I go to Bubba the Love Sponge on the deal, right?
Yeah.
And okay. See where it's streaming. Now I do share.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, but. Do I make a copy of it? Yeah, I'll make a copy of it.
It'll allow you to just share to your page.
Yeah, you just share it.
No, it won't. It goes back to the original page.
Okay.
I'll sign on to my personal. I know I probably am fucking it up an extra half a step.
Whatever.
But you know what? It's getting done now, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Let's be fucking happy about it. All I follow are these really hot chicks. On my personal deal. In fact, Blitz, sometimes I'm at 5,000. That's the most you can have personally.
Yeah, it's a limit. Yep.
And now I'm starting to just get rid of dudes that I don't really know and then just...
Keep the chicks.
Mm. Right. Here we go.
I don't know. I don't even really use Facebook that much anymore. I got some family that I talk to. That's about it.
Hold on. My show, finally, here on Facebook. I've now joined the fucking... old people. Lay my shit out to fucking rest, kiddos.
Oh,
out
no.
to pasture.
It's officially over.
Yeah.
It's officially over. I'm fucking have succumbed to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Blitz, I got 5,000 motherfuckers and a bitch ain't one.
You got 5,000 on it?
Let's see if that makes... Let's see... Jamie, I love you too because you're so easy to put over, Jamie, because... God love you,
Jamie's
motherfucker.
Jamie's the man.
Now, Blitz.
Oh, you did it.
Listen, everybody stop giving Eileen a hard time. Yes, we went out for a little bit. She's fucking hot. She has big titties. Okay, so just whatever. We're friends now. And she's going through a bad divorce. Maybe I could swoop up in there and get a little something.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not averse to that.
I just converted the mopeds.
Blitz, I can do what the fuck I want.
Yeah, you can.
Hello?
Hey, brother, Tampa Terry, you're calling in.
This is Tampa Terry. He's a great fan. Now, Tampa Terry, do they got Facebook up there in the Great White North?
Tyler Bally at 1,000 stars.
Yeah, we got Facebook up here in Canada, brother. But
he's too busy on fucking Kijiji.
You're on Kijiji?
I'm actually banned from Kijiji, brother. But and that's the other problem is I'm banned from Facebook. And, I saw people in the Twitch chat room, brother. They were worried that if they didn't have a Facebook account, they couldn't watch. But I just tried, brother, and you can watch when you're not logged in. So you can tell everyone, hey, brother, even if you're not logged in, you can still watch, Jack.
Right, because it's open to everyone.
Yeah, it's wide fucking open.
It's a public post.
Yeah, maybe if we get big enough, Blitz, we'll say it's not wide open. You got to give me $4.99 to be a fucking subscriber. I don't know. I'll eventually shake the shit out of you. I'll shake you right down to fucking zero. Mm-hmm.
He will.
Shake the dollars right out of your fucking pocket.
Yeah, I'll take. You know what? You don't want to give me any money, but eventually I'll fucking. It's like I'm like the vaccine. Eventually, you're gonna fucking get me, kid. All right, Terry. Terry, too much breathing today. Just back.
Sorry, brother.
Back the fucking gimmick down. You know I can only deal with it for so long. Okay.
You didn't sleep well last night.
I'm
not accepting any correspondence with the world after 12 noon today. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm turning. You know what, Blitz? I think I'm fucking turn my phone off.
Oh, there you go.
That's okay. What I do.
Like that's how you really fucking just turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Does your alarm go off when you turn your phone off?
Well, no. I set my alarm through Alexa.
Oh.
Oh, she's going to start yapping at me now. I wasn't talking to that, Alexa. So, anyway, Tampa Terry, thank you for contributing and spreading the great word. And we're going to do this every Thursday, do a little after show with me, Blitz, Anna, and Lummy.
I'm thinking about going to the beach.
Today?
Yeah.
Red Tide's not there?
Oh, I guess I'll find out.
Well, let me know.
It's sunny out right now.
Tampa Terry, see you later.
Bye.
I need to get some walk in and work on my tan.
You need to get some D.
What?
Yeah, vitamin D.
Oh, yeah, that's D.
You need to get vitamin D.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think I've been spending enough time outside.
You haven't?
Never mind.
I haven't been.
Where were you going,
Anna?
Oh, yeah. Well,
are you going to jump in as a Bubba's not been outside expert, bitch?
No. It's just, you know, you like to be indoors and you like things dark.
Blitz, my girl Candace, who works at the track.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Fucking love her.
Good.
I can't do races without her.
Does she sling the Zuber Dogs?
No, she's not selling the Zuber Dogs. She like does all my scoring and all my fucking technical shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But what was Anna going to put you down about?
Oh, I don't know. What are you going to put me down?
No,
I
just
can't,
that
I can't
you
grab
don't...
a dollar bill with my pussy like you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mostly that.
What were you going to say?
No, just that, like, you know, I think the configuration of, you know, when you're indoors, you don't like windows. You like things just blacked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my life.
Right.
I want to be blacked the fuck out.
Yeah. Memory-wise, life-wise.
While I'm alive.
Light-wise.
I like it. Now, do you think that I am? You know I like it dark all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In here, I mean, look, it's dark now.
And even in my apartment, like, I got all the
people don't realize how dark the studio actually is right now. Like, it's really dark in there. They can't tell because, like, everyone's lit up. But, like, it's dark in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, it's really dark. And does that show, like, does that show a part of me that I'm a dark person?
I mean, you are, but I don't think that shows that.
When did that start, Bubba, by the way?
It started in San Antonio, where they had lights that were, like, adjustable, so I would turn all the lights down.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't start tinfoil on the windows until Power Pig, because the other places wouldn't let me. They're like, you can't fucking tinfoil the windows, weirdo.
Right.
But I went to the Power Pig. I'm like, motherfucker, I got a 40 share, and I'm tinfoiling the fucking windows.
Plus, when you get your dick sucked, they don't want to be
able
to
get
in.
Plus, I'm getting my dick sucked for some strippers.
Yeah.
And what the fuck?
Pee-pee sucked.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded disgusting. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the Power Pig is really when I first got to Tampa in 92 and really started getting fucking famous, that's when all this madness started. I was a pretty normal human being until I became rich and famous.
I don't think you were ever normal.
And then I lost it all. And some.
Yeah. Do you think you were ever normal?
No way.
No.
You know what? I don't think I've ever been normal, but I was able to. So I didn't have
normal.
I didn't have an outlet.
You bamboozle people?
I didn't have an outlet. See, my show kind of isn't fair to me because most people are dark, but they aren't honest with, they don't have a stage to be honest with people to say, hey, you know, my best friend fucking my wife, I thought was kind of cool.
Right.
Well, obviously that happened. I think my moral compass has changed a little bit since then.
I don't think that has anything to do with morality,
but
though.
But that being said, I'm saying is, like, I talk about, unlike most radio personalities who aren't really honest with people, I am and I still am even darker than what I'm honest with. But I'm just saying, like, I am probably more transparent than most.
I think now it's a little bit different, but at the height of your success, you didn't have a private life. Like, everything was just out there.
Right.
You know,
would you still do that and just not videotape it?
Probably.
Okay.
You mean now or then?
No.
Now.
Now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a yes. That's nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah, just like your preference. You got things you're into.
Like if Tom Brady became your best friend.
Things have changed. Things have changed just in my world with regards to, yeah. So like,
maybe a little bit.
No, Blitz, would you stop trying to fucking just irritate my fucking scab?
Oh,
I said
wondering.
No.
Okay.
You want me to start digging into your... He had GERD all night.
Oh, yeah. Can we go over the GERD checklist?
No, fuck off.
Anna had the GERD checklist up there.
Oh.
But the GERD checklist is you've pissed me off yet again because you're always trying to fucking get in on me.
I give you GERD?
Blitz, is there audio only on Facebook?
Oh, he didn't know. He should, but he didn't know.
No, and sometimes...
And we didn't even hit 1,000. I thought for sure my little heart was set on 1,000. I really
was.
It's
your first day.
I know. Well, a lot of people. But I was really fucking like, my little heart was set on 1,000.
Well, there are a lot of people in chat that were saying that they need the audio only because, you know, they can't have the video while they're driving.
That's, yeah, and they go to turn their phone off and
it turns it off.
Stops. I know.
We don't know. We don't fucking know.
So can we go over the GERD checklist real quick? Anna was going over it during a hot mic.
No, you were trying to get me, you know, I'm still trying to fucking have Hogan fuck my girl shit.
No, I'm over. No, I'm over that. No, GERD hasn't
been over.
We're done with the sex. We want to talk about GERD now.
Yeah.
I had GERD.
We're trying to help you out.
I'm still fighting through GERD.
Well, there's some things like apple cider vinegar.
Not fucking drinking apple cider vinegar.
That's what I wanted to ask. Like, there's things you could try. I was wondering if you'd be willing to try them.
Okay. Well, I got a little sound effect for this bullshit. Go ahead.
Anna has a checklist.
All right, I have a checklist of 8 home remedies for acid reflux or GERD.
Yeah, well, one of them is, listen, this is all GERD that you got naturally, not from eating a fucking piece of shoe leather for a steak. Okay? Well, Google that.
All right. Well,
person brought you a fucking 62-cent steak from Save-A-Lot. It was prepared shitty, and you fucking, after the first bite, realized you shouldn't have ate it, but you were already 45 minutes
that's
behind
on
your eating
regimen.
Bubba,
that's not on the list.
You ate it with ketchup. And
that's
you're
on the
damn
list.
Right I ate it with ketchup. Usually I eat it with the yum-yum
Bubba,
sauce.
These are 8 things you could have done last night that you
Hello?
Didn't do.
Who's this?
Hey, Bubba, it's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Michael Waldner, can't hide behind troll names on Facebook. I love it.
All right, so what's going on, buddy?
I was just going to say, I don't know what other people are having trouble with because I can listen to audio just on Facebook with my phone, and I got a dinosaur phone.
You got it figured out, kid. You're that much smarter than the average guy.
Thanks, Mike.
And I appreciate it, Mike. I got to talk about my GERD.
We got GERD news.
All right, here we go.
All right, so here's the 8 things you could have done last night that you didn't do.
But understand one thing, okay, honey?
Yeah.
That I didn't get GERD conventionally.
Right.
I got
but these
GERD.
Still, but these still might help, though.
These
I
are
got
things
GERD
that you can do.
Under protest.
These are things you did not do last night that you could have done. Number one is aim for a healthy weight.
Trying to be fucking funny around here?
Holy shit.
Trying to be fucking funny around
that's
here?
That's what the internet says.
All right. How about that fucking nose and those horse mouth?
That's me. That's me.
That's a check and check.
There's no remedy
horse
for
mouth.
That.
Check.
There's no remedy for that.
Cunt.
No remedy. No home remedy, at least.
None. There's
Number
no remedy at all.
Number two is know which foods and drinks to avoid.
What?
Well, that's a no. Know which food and drinks to avoid.
No, because I would have avoided the fucking steak.
Yeah,
I ate.
You know what number one was? Tomato sauce or other tomato-based products, and you fucking ate ketchup. So and soda. You try to wash it down with soda. That's the worst thing you could do.
Okay, that's an X.
Number three, eat a little, sit up a little longer. Well, didn't do that. Eat foods that help. You are not a smoker, so that's good.
Is it very nerd like that I've never smoked a cigarette in my life?
No, it's awesome.
I mean, like, am I a pussy for that?
No.
It's more nerd like that you didn't smoke weed until like you're
46. I was 46 till I tried weed. What was I thinking?
How much ketchup did you put on the steak?
That's like the number one thing it says to avoid is tomato-based foods.
It didn't have anything to do with the fucking ketchup. And everything to do with
this
the piece
motherfucker
of
is a ketchup expert. You think he never had ketchup before or something?
The no, fuck? I was just curious.
My body fucking, whatever adverse
His body's
shit,
a ketchup wonderland.
Whatever adverse shit that ketchup does to the average guy, fucking ketchup ain't doing shit to me.
Right.
My body fucking yearns for ketchup. My body has a wide open mouth for
You'd have
like
a ketchup
water.
Withdrawal if you didn't have ketchup.
Yeah. And
Heinz
fuck everybody.
Heinz will go out of business.
For not sharing me and getting me to 1,000.
Rishi,
I'm really fucking tore up about that.
Rishi Bahia
12 more minutes.
Rishi Bahia Day, 1,000 stars.
Thank you, Richie Bahia Day. The legend they come from the Richie Bahia on day what?
Number six is explore potential herbal remedies. No weed though. Did you explore chamomile?
No.
Did you explore licorice? Did you explore slippery elm?
Ginger.
And ginger. Here's something you did right. Here's something you did right. Avoid tight clothing.
Wait, just turn into the Johnny B. Zoinksville fucking show.
I swear to God, that's what number seven is. Yeah. Avoid tight clothing. There's nothing wrong with wearing tight clothes. That is unless you're experiencing GERD symptoms.
You should, wear tight clothes.
Bubba, you should drink chamomile tea. I actually mentioned that to someone last night.
Who?
Should drink chamomile tea.
What's chamomile tea?
It's like a flower.
It's a flower, yeah. But you can buy
teify
like,
it.
Yeah, you make a tea.
Tea it.
All right. And so what does chamomile... What am I, a fucking, Native American, and I'm going to have a, fucking sage smoke out while
you can
I...
do that too, but it's really good for you. Calms you down.
What's a chamomile tea? What is it?
You heat the water up, put a little packet in it, stir it around, and it's tea.
And you know what? Fucking, fucking Ambien works good too, okay? I can just chew up an Ambien.
Is that number eight on the list, Lana?
No, but like, why am I dealing with some bullshit chamomile teal taken from the bark of some yohimbe bullshit? some fucking herbal remedy when I can go straight for straight medicine.
Sippy sippy rishi bahia day 1200 stars.
So we will be here every Thursday from 11:15 to whenever. I mean, I'm sorry, from 10:15 to whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And within this world. You need to realize that you could, if you would like to listen to the show daily, you can go to twitch.tv / the Bubba Army. Pretty much everything is the Bubba Army. Our YouTube, our OnlyFans.
That's so funny.
Pretty much everything is at the Bubba Army. Anna, what's so fucking funny?
It's just literally you did everything wrong last night.
Oh my God!
No! He
everything wrong
mark.
Didn't start last fucking night. Everything wrong.
I'm talking about GERD
started
problems.
When two unmarried people back in October or fucking July of 1965 fucked in a '65 Chevy and produced me April of '66. While I was in my mom's womb, she tried to, abortions were not legal.
Tried to trampoline.
My mom has testified to the fact that she went to this place that was a trampoline place in Warsaw, Indiana, and it was all you could jump for $1. And so my mom, after school, every fucking day would try to jump on the trampoline for $1 an hour and have me so that she could. But I held on like a little motherfucker, and I made it. That's where shit started going wrong.
Yeah.
The day they popped me the fuck out.
Well, I mean, so Anna just started laughing. Like, did you find
new
things?
No, it's just like, make sure to avoid tomato-based foods,
my GERD,
carbonation.
My GERD is now in the process of turning into shit. Okay? It's in my stomach, and it's a percolating. And what's going to happen is, shut up, everybody, is I'm going to go home, and I'm going to eat right away, like about... 12:30.
Okay.
I'm going to have a little lunch. And then instead of doing 2-4-6, last meal at 2, pills at 4, go to bed at 6, I'm going to do 2-4-6, pills at 2, pass out at 4, and sleep the fuck out of my bed. Up at 2:30 and go to the gym, and then it's Friday. And then it's fucking Friday.
Yeah, it's
and then
Friday.
I get to go
yeah,
to Putnam
Saturday,
on
Sunday.
Then Saturday we're driving fucking 3 hours to Putnam. That shithole, and fucking, not trying to talk bad about another racetrack.
But it's a shithole.
But it's a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm going on record. Yes, I know it'll end up getting me in trouble. Volusia's a great track. East Bay's a fucking great track.
But
Kenny,
Lake City.
Kenny's a great track. Lake City, Phil and Liz's place, great track. Altec's all right.
Hendry.
Fucking great track.
Rishi Bahia Day, 1,000 stars.
Bubba Raceway Park, great track. Putnamville, shithole.
You'll be there, Tyler driving sprint car, right?
Tyler is going to be driving his sprint car this Saturday.
At the
and when he was there 2 weeks ago, it was so shitty and so rutted up that it almost flipped his fucking 3,000-pound late model.
Uh-oh.
So if it almost flipped that, I'm concerned.
Might be going for a ride.
I was talking to Danny Martin and Doug Shaw yesterday, a couple guys, that are run couple studs, right? And they're like, we're concerned too. It's a fucking shithole. The only way that fucking Putnamville could fucking maybe have a chance is if you would beg me to come there and fucking grade that place.
Yeah.
But you didn't, so it's too late now. And Candace will tell you that you need donations for shocks and sheet metal when you go to that place because it's like driving the Baja 5,000. And don't get me wrong. I've not said one bad word about any other track. Mm-hmm. I love Alvanador. I fucking love Liz and Phil.
Yep.
I love Kenny Kenny. But let's just be honest. I love Volusia. All the racers, Candace and Eileen and all the fucking people that know will tell you this isn't Bubba just being a hater. Everybody in the entire state thinks that fucking Putnamville or whatever fucking track it is a shithole and they need to do something with it or somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. Either.
And you got to go there because it's a points race, right?
It's a points race for Tyler, yeah.
Weber Wood.
And I don't want to go.
2,500 stars.
So I think we've done pretty well today for our first show.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamics of our show for those like Eileen and some of these fucking people that don't know how to listen to our shit regularly.
Some of you fuckers.
It's me, Blitz, Lummy, and Anna, and sometimes Dr. Diaco, the Dan Diaco.
Mm-hmm. Diasco, please.
With a J kicker.
Comes in on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then his great brother Jay comes in for that last hour on Mondays and Tuesdays. You like Jay, don't you?
I love Jay. And I really like Steve, too. Steve's really nice.
If somebody put a gun to your head and said you had to fuck a Diaco, who would it be?
Fuck a Diaco or?
Ooh, I know, like, I know this is
or make love.
Or like marry a Diaco.
Whoa.
Oh.
Big buck, 10,000 stars.
10,000 stars. Awesome. This is for you, big buck. Oh, so it's, I guess it's kind of.
I'm going to.
It's kind of, I would say you probably would fuck Dan and marry Steve.
Oh. Yeah. I love Jay too, though.
I was going to say Romina because if I said Candle, I might get killed.
Oh, fuck, marry, kill.
You said Diacos, or they're Diacos.
Hold on.
I really like Steve and Jay. They're both really cool.
Fuck that. We're not making this a guy deal. Let's make it the Diaco wives deal.
Hell yeah.
And we all got to play, not Anna.
Oh, damn it.
Fuck, marry, kill. The Diaco wives.
Oh, that's a good getter.
I'm trying to think.
You go first, Bubs.
You go first, Bubs. No, fuck that. I don't have to go first. I'm the boss around here. I'm going last.
Okay, so let me.
I'm making Blitz go first.
All right, I'll talk it out. So.
Fuck, marry, kill the Diaco wives. Romina,
here's the hard one.
Candle and Krista.
Here's the hard one. I think just straight fucking.
That's part of the question.
Yeah, but nothing that
straight fucking.
Probably Krista would be the funnest.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Here's the other problem. Like, if you marry or kill Candle, you're probably gonna die.
Not if you kill her first.
But Jay would have you killed.
I would fuck Krista, marry Candle, kill Romina.
Okay. I'm going to go with that. I like that.
But Romina's a super babe, too.
Of course.
Oh, Romina is probably physically the hottest of all three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, she is fucking on fire, but I can't deal with her attitude.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Baba.
Baba, I will tell you right now, you are so much nicer than Donnie.
That's a thing, too. Is like,
even though you do not look as good as Donnie, you are so much nicer than Donnie.
Donnie.
I'm a very nice man. I'm just highly misunderstood.
Yeah.
People believe my shtick. This is just my personality. I play a crazy person on the radio. I'm very conservative and very normal back at home.
Oh, you're completely normal.
All missionary. All
anybody that fucking has spent any time with me know that I have Bible readings at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're this 2-4-6 thing is a lie.
Yeah, please.
You do church service.
I'm just trying to act like a little bit more of a fucking rock star by saying that I like to take pills, but I don't. The only pills I take are 82 milligram bear aspirin and a Fred
one
Flintstone
a
vitamin.
Yeah, one a day, though.
And you know, I'm up to the silver one a days, so, you know, for grandpa.
Oh, silver. Right. Oh, nice.
That's it.
Centrum silver.
That's it. Centrum silver. Yeah, Centrum silver.
They advertise that shit like fucking Price is Right.
It's a good show.
So I think the official answer for fuck, marry, kill for the Diaco wives, I think we're all three going with. We're fucking Krista.
Yep.
We're marrying Candle and we're killing Romina. But it's not fair because Romina's the hottest.
Yeah.
But the problem is we don't know what to do with Candle.
Right, because you're going to die either way. If you kill her or marry her, you're going to die.
That's the problem. The problem is Candle is, you know.
Right.
You fuck Krista because she is hot and a veteran.
Yeah, for sure.
She's a wild one.
She's fucking wild, too.
She'll fuck you on a train. Amtrak, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her husband can just fuck her on the
roof of the train.
And then her husband can go into another woman's place and then come back and tell her.
And pretend like he wasn't.
And then go back and tell Krista. And she's cool with it. He's like, listen, honey, I just want to let you know I was in somebody other woman's cam. And she's like, oh, no problem, baby. Just tell me another dirty story.
The dong was in her face.
Poor old woman. Poor Barb.
I think we're pretty much done for the day, right? I mean, is there anything else to cover? We did not make 1,000. And, you know, hopefully this will make our views. Like, we have to establish a certain amount of live views. And, like, it's just like there's this whole equation within the Facebook world. And they give you 60 days to reach these plateaus. And after 60 days, if you've reached these plateaus, then you get to go to the next level of coolness. And that's where we're trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the only way we can monetize Facebook is through stars, which, by the way, thank you for all of that, guys.
Yes.
Thank you so very much.
How many?
Was a big one.
Squeezing shit right out of you.
How many tiers are there?
We only have one more. Like, if we, this next.
Level.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's it?
Which, at the end of the day, I really just started kind of fucking around with Facebook on Saturday when I was live from the track. After Lana had told me, so I've only been doing it now for 6 days, and we're all, that means we have 54 more days left to qualify.
Okay.
And we're already at 12%.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
So I'm thinking.
That does not include today.
I wonder what it's going to be after today.
Oh, maybe 30? Fuck, I don't know. But once we get to that level, then I guess, I think that it even potentially gets better on the monetization. Mm-hmm. You can start doing pre-rolls and all that kind of bullshit.
We'll
navigate through it.
Well, I think this is a very successful first day.
And if it sucks, then it sucks, and we won't do it anymore.
Well, I think going forward, too, like you said, we're going to do this month on Facebook only on Thursdays, and then probably after this month, the Wednesday and Thursday after shows will be both on YouTube and Facebook.
Now, aren't you afraid, though, that that's going to maybe half both numbers?
Probably.
Yeah. So that might...
We'll play with it. We'll see what's better.
It's like our cocks. We'll play with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or your nipples, in your case.
My nipples?
Didn't you say you wanted to tweak your nipples?
Yeah, can you play with nipples on Facebook?
I don't think you can.
No,
you
why
can.
Not? I think you can.
Yeah, you can.
You want to take that chance on
watch
the first
numbers
show?
Like skyrocket?
No, but I'm not even playing with them. If I just go right,
they're
to
playing
them.
With you.
No, hold on. If I just go like
I'll
just like this,
I'll play with mine.
Look, hold on. Look, if I just go like
I'm
this,
playing with yours, Bubba. Right
I'm
now,
I'm just covering my aggressive nipples up. Look, if I just go, look,
I got a pretty thin shirt on. You can actually see through mine.
I'm just hiding my aggressive nips. Now I am. I got a little pressure on them. Feels good.
Yeah, yeah. I will too.
But I'm not doing. I'm not. Blitz, look at my little fucking fingers. There's no moving, tweaking, kneading, nothing, right. Is there?
Mine either. I'm keeping them warm.
I'm just covering, like if I was a girl and I got out of the shower. Oh.
You're highlighting your shirt.
You know, like, oh. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Do you think that a little bit of pubic hair on a girl is kind of hot?
Nope.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I've always had bare pubic hair on chicks. And I'm thinking about asking.
Pubic hair from a bear?
And what?
Shut up, Liz.
I've had so much bald pussy that I'd like to start having some hairy pussy.
So you want some really hairy, like 70s style?
No,
I'm coming out of the bathing suit?
No, not, no.
Looks like
not,
fro.
Not, like just a nice groomed. Like, you know, that's what I'm gonna be honest with you. No, more than a strip.
Like
I was
long
looking
hair?
At. I was looking at some porn a couple days ago.
Okay.
And there was this girl. She was everything I like: brunette, big tits,
straight hair,
and straight hair, and dirty talker.
Oh.
Really dirty talker.
Oh, that's too much.
And
for me.
She had like like a decent amount of hair.
Okay.
But it was nicely trimmed.
It wasn't very long.
No, it wasn't long.
Okay.
But it was thick.
Oh.
And
I got
it wasn't
you. I got
wiry.
You on that.
It was real. It looked like just a.
Was it in the coloring lines, like, or did it just seem to kind of go all over the place?
I wish I could show you guys a picture.
You can.
Not on Twitter. I mean,
yeah, you can.
Not on
you can
Facebook.
Show, you can show the screen. Not the the. I won't put it on the screen. You can show people.
We know
I
can you got
show,
it.
I mean, I can show you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can't show our YouTube. I mean, our Facebook.
No.
One.
Right.
So Blitz, don't.
Was it like in the shape of a heart?
Ew.
Hold on. No, it wasn't in the fucking shape of a heart.
I was just asking.
It was just classy.
Okay.
And I kind of thought,
yeah,
like, you know what?
Porn star.
This is kind of a nice. Oh, this is all way too hairy. Okay, so what should I Google? I Googled hairy pussy, and that would get way too much.
I Googled hairy pussy.
I did. I Googled hairy pussy, and it just gave me way more than I'm wanting.
We gotta
see it, though.
Panties?
Let's see what you're Googling over
no,
there.
No, I'm not going to show you what I pulled up. It's bad. It's very bad.
Oh, no.
So let me say trimmed.
Yeah, or like groomed.
Trimmed or groomed, yes. Groomed.
Pussy.
I like it. Here we go. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Let me show you some examples.
Yeah.
Now, Blitz, do not.
Okay, I won't.
I think this will be the end of us, will it not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Let me.
It's
show,
art.
Well, let me show you what I'm thinking about.
What's on your mind, Bubs?
Hold on. Well, I got to be Bubs. Okay.
Bubs.
Here, this right. is it right here. Blitz, I'm putting it up. Please make sure we're off, okay?
We're off.
Okay, here we go. Like that.
Well, no, not around the lips. No.
Yeah, see that? I like that.
She needs frosted tips.
She needs a fucking bleached asshole.
That's too much.
Yeah,
that's too much. That's see, I kind of would like that.
No, it's got to be trimmed around. No, Bubba, no, it's got to be trimmed around the lips.
I've had so much bare pussy that I'm ready for a little bit of hair.
Oh no, that's good right there.
Okay, that is
that's
so,
fucking great.
You know what?
God, oh damn, my that God. Looks awesome.
Blitz, that is hot as fuck.
Fucking
isn't it?
A.
That is so hot.
Fucking A.
How about that?
No, I don't like the hair around the lips, man. That's gross.
Look at this one.
Oh, it's like a shape of a heart.
There's Mrs. Clem all day. Look at that.
Yeah, that's fine.
There, is that too much?
For me, yeah. I mean, I don't like any hair at
Wait,
all.
Wait, that
but...
one, that one. Yeah, that one. Click on it. No, down
the
one.
The one with the dick?
The one with the penis.
Look at that. If I saw that girl, I'd probably marry her immediately. Just fucking around and never getting married in my entire life. I could meet the hottest bitch in the world that wanted to do every dirty thing I ever wanted to do.
Did you mean you closed that window out, right?
Hold on here. I've not only closed it out, but I've like it's gone.
Okay, yeah.
You didn't minimize, you closed it.
Okay.
Yeah. I could meet the hottest bitch in the history of the free living world that liked racing, that wanted to do all the dirty stuff that I like,
right.
That likes the talk. That likes the everything, and I still wouldn't get. I'm like, I'm not getting married.
What?
We don't. Bubba, please marry me. No, fuck. We ain't get. I don't need to get married to like you. I don't need to get married to like you.
No, you don't have to.
Right. And you don't need to put that pressure on me. If you're going to put that kind of pressure on me, then
baby,
fucking,
I'm a dick.
Then scram.
Best get to stepping.
Then scram. I like being alone. Porn's good as fuck.
It definitely is.
Yeah,
but you don't think you're ever gonna get married,
or no. That you ever want to cuddle?
I'll cuddle before I get married. I don't need to fuck a chick, or like be in Johnny relationship to hang out.
Do you ever like hold
hands
and stuff?
I do need to fuck a chick to hang out.
Well, yeah,
I gotta be. I'm not gonna be hanging out with chicks.
Do you ever like watch TV and hold hands?
No, there's nothing worse than fucking hanging out.
I'm not watching TV and holding hands. You're gonna make me hot.
Oh, that's
no.
Well, just turn down the AC.
We can watch TV.
But I want to hold hands.
And you can,
who wants to hold hands
hold
and watch TV?
Me.
I do.
We can watch TV, and you can lay shoulder to shoulder with me. but do not fucking hold my hand.
Can we, like, can we big spoon, little spoon it?
No.
You could be the little spoon.
It's got to be a good...
Wait, hold on.
Like, in bed, you mean?
Hold on. We can big spoon, little spoon, but it's going to require me choking you.
Whoa.
No, like, if you want to know the fucking Bubba Clem rules of loving, then you're going to... Then you're, sorry, you're not fucking...
You're not going to be able to breathe.
No, but, like, if we're going to big spoon, little spoon, I'm just not going to be holding your little arms. I'm going to be... I'm going to have
choking
my arm... I'm not going to be choking you out, but I'm going to be in the choke out position.
Okay.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's
and then every once
that.
In a while you just lay a little. You
yeah,
just,
you just kind of flex.
You
yeah.
kind of move just so I know you're still alive.
Well, yeah. So like, let's say if you know, like, I can demonstrate it to you, Anna. I really
oh, no,
could.
I get it in my head.
Like, I could really demonstrate it to you.
I totally get it in my head. I totally get it.
And it not be creepy. Like for real. Like,
I totally get it.
We could keep the chair between us, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like we could literally keep the chair between us, and I could give you like a little example. Would that be?
No, I remember like you showed me what you can do, like when I showed you my muscles, and you know I get it.
Oh yeah,
firm,
you
have the power.
You squished your muscle away.
Like, yeah, what I'm saying is like if you and I were like if you're like hold me, Pepper.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna hold you, but I'm gonna hold you the way I like to hold you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna so like I'm gonna hold you, and then I'm gonna put your little head's gonna be right here, okay? And then every once in a while, I'm just gonna
trust you now. Don't pop my head off.
I'm not gonna pop your head off, okay. But I'm just gonna give you a little fucking little tension. Okay.
Big Buck with 1,000 stars.
Like, and see, Papa, are you sleeping yet? I'm just asking a question.
And Anna, here's the deal: you've never had that from a guy.
No, I've never like, been like never, cuddling, never, and then he just starts choking me.
No, it's not a choke. It's just a fucking little.
It's a choke hold. I get it.
And so, let me ask you a question.
Yeah. No.
When you have been cuddling, have you ever been cuddled in the choke hold position?
I have not. No.
Okay.
So you're missing out.
Yeah. So it makes you feel a little naughty. It makes a man feel like he's a little bit of a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and then that can lead to some like aggressive, you know. Have you had aggressive choke me out kind of deal? Have you ever been choked out?
When you say choked out, does that mean blackout?
No, it just means like aggressively your air canal stopped for a few seconds.
God, I hope my Aunt Barbara isn't listening, but...
Barb, I've been choked.
Not that, like,
it's more
I'm not
of a circulation
like,
thing.
Like, it's more just like a little pressure, you know? That could be nice sometimes. A little pressure.
A little pressure.
A little pressure. But you got to squeeze to the side, not like down. Not on the windpipe. Not sometimes people get confused.
Right.
Listen, it's only going to be a second or two, and so me collapsing your windpipe for a second or two.
No. You have to squeeze to the side, not like
don't
down.
Tell me how to fucking squeeze.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He's a pro.
Yeah, like if you tell
he's
me
he's a fucking throat squeezing pro, motherfucker.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jeez,
Anna. Sorry.
Anna, like you got to have it like raw, like savage.
Right.
There's a time to love and be passion, and then there's a time to be like,
oh,
I forget my kid works for this fucking show.
Oh.
God damn. I'm fucking getting into some shit I shouldn't be talking about. I might need to fucking lay him off.
Furlough.
I did tell him yesterday, I go, hey, you know what? It may not be a good idea you like listening to my show and seeing my character.
Right.
And he looked at me and goes, really, Dad? You think it's a character?
Even he knows.
And I fucking walked out and I said, fuck off, Tyler. I got fucking Gerd on his fucking $2 steak. But like Blitz, like when I was walking to the bathroom and I was cutting a promo on all three of you guys.
Yeah.
I then went to the bathroom. I'm like thinking, do they think that I'm being for real or do they know that I'm just fucking
with
them?
Oh, in the hallway just then?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We know you're fucking around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did.
Weber Wood works with 1,000 stars.
Can you ask my son, does he know when I'm fucking around and when I'm like just, you know, when I'm in character?
Yeah, most of the time.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, even like I've known you for a long fucking time, and there's a lot of times too. I like it's hard to tell
whether I'm in character.
Yeah.
How would you like to have to play a character that's really kind of really you?
I know.
It's fucked up. You wonder why I'm fucked up in the head.
Oh, I don't wonder
Bubba,
why.
But can I like brain fuck you for a second
after I take this call? Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
This is Ashley.
Is this my friend Ashley who might have a pass to have sex with me?
No, this is Bronco Rick's daughter.
Oh, shit.
That's just fucking so creepy. I am so sorry for saying that. You are an adult, though, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
How old are you?
24.
All right. Well, I'm so sorry for saying something inappropriate.
It's like my wheelhouse.
God bless your fucking dad. You know that him and I were. I love that man. You know that.
Papa, is this chick hot?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I like 24-year-olds.
So this is probably the first time you've been exposed to me in a long time.
Well, since my dad's service, yeah.
Yeah, I was there for your dad's service. Do you know I still carry the wallet around that your dad sewed up for me? Like, I have this wallet, and I just can't get rid of it. And before I threw it away, I brought it to Bronco Rick, and Blitz, he put some extra piping and shit on
it. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I, to this day, I carry it. How's your family? How's your mom?
She's good. She's super good. We just did our house. We redid our house, and my brother's still working at the shop.
And Tommy and your brother pretty much are the guys at the shop, right?
Yeah. I mean, Tommy's son, Keith, and then my cousin, Carl, are there, too.
It's kind of cool in the fact that Blitz, you know, Bronco Rick and Tommy.
It's kind of cool. It's hot.
And Tom, Blitz, you fucking predator.
What?
This is a friend.
Can you message Blitz?
This is
Facebook?
I think she's married.
Are you married?
I'm not married. No, that's my sister. She's married. I'm not married.
She's single.
Perfect.
Look at
Blitz.
Blitz,
perfect.
What do you think of Blitz?
And I will tell you this, man. I will tell you this, Blitz.
Yeah?
She is cute as fuck.
Oh, perfect.
Now, listen, Bronco Rick's daughter, I'm not trying to hit on you.
I am.
I'm being respectful, but I do have a member of my show that's hitting on you. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
She's blonde. She's
Wheelhouse.
She's hot.
Check 24. And check.
I can't.
Does she have a good sense of humor?
She's Bronco Rick's kid.
Calling in.
So what are you calling for, sweetie?
She likes Blitz.
I don't know. Just talking.
Fuck yeah. What are you doing later?
Blitz, I don't know. Just talking. I love it.
Do you like kayaking?
No, it's too much work.
Oh.
That's okay. I don't like hiking either.
You like shooting guns?
But listen, Bronco Rick and Tommy, you see CNS auto interior, you know, from back in the day, and it's kind of cool. You know, obviously we lost Bronco Rick, and then Tommy's still there, but his son's there now. Bronco Rick's son's there. Like, they're taking over the business. Like, you know, like, I don't know if Tyler's going to take over my business or not, but, you know, you hire your, you know, when you got a business, sometimes you hire family, and that's what Bronco Rick did, and Tommy.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do? Now, isn't your name Natalie?
No.
What is it?
JoJo.
JoJo. Oh, Blitz, it even makes it hotter, doesn't it, JoJo?
Oh, my God.
It does.
I'm the one that played softball.
Yeah, Blitz, I'm telling
you. Okay, that's not... Well,
no, I'm just telling you, Blitz, she doesn't have the big girl who's the catcher softball body.
Okay.
She's got the girl that plays third body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just telling you.
Nice.
So, JoJo, how could I...
We do this weekend.
JoJo, are you dating anybody, JoJo?
Yes, I'm dating.
Yeah, see there?
That's all right. You're not in a relationship. You're just dating.
Dating is different than a relationship.
I'm in a relationship.
Oh,
he's just standing right there.
See,
that's why.
There you go.
Yeah.
You heard him in the background.
Call me later when he's not around.
Listen, JoJo.
Do you like going four-wheeling?
Oh, she loves four-wheeling.
I have a boyfriend.
No,
that's
you don't.
Nice.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
Hey, JoJo, for the record, I'm not hitting on you. Blitz is,
but I was not.
Fucking Bronco Rick is rolling over in his grave right now, ready to kill us all.
Bronco Rick.
Bronco Rick. I love
Actually,
that.
Actually, my brother just found the CD that Ned made him.
Uh-oh. Oh, the Bronco Rick songs?
Yes.
Yes.
Bronco Rick's fucking dead, that one.
Yeah, Bronco Rick's fucking dead. All right, well, listen, JoJo, I'm going to cut this off before it gets creepier, okay?
Yeah, call me later.
Hey,
I
am going to go down and see Tommy and the boys. Does Tommy go to work every day?
He doesn't work Mondays anymore.
He doesn't? Okay. Well,
Do you ever come there at all?
I haven't been there in a couple of months.
Oh, maybe you should. Maybe like later today.
Now, JoJo, what do you do for a living?
I drove by yesterday.
I work at a plumbing shop.
At a plumbing shop.
Oh, okay.
Billy
Sunshine Plumbing?
Yeah.
But she can fucking plumb up some shit for you, too.
You know, I need some fucking pipes.
You need your pipes clean?
Yeah.
JoJo.
You guys sell any of those big, long snakes?
JoJo, we'll see you later, okay? I gotta go.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Now, see, Blitz, JoJo didn't know shit as to where we used to be.
Right.
JoJo couldn't tell you what the fuck Twitch was, but she saw us on Facebook, and she JoJo'd out.
I need to get some fucking pipes later today.
Hello.
Hey.
What the?
Hello?
How are you?
This one's all you, Bubba.
Good. Who's this?
Hey, I just noticed you on the Facebook, and I wanted to call in. I'm a first-time watcher.
Really? Where are you? What? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from Monahans, Texas, but I just moved to the Tampa area.
Really? Now,
yeah.
Now had you heard of me before in my other radio world, so to speak, and you just happened to, or how, do you know anything about me?
I was told I can't Google you.
Yeah, don't Google me because there's some stuff that I've done in my previous life that I'm not so, nothing criminal, but, you know, I had a sex tape and some shit, you know, it's like, you know, whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was it?
I got fucked on the deal. I was on the wrong side of the sex tape.
You never even saw it.
I had a very famous friend that I let have sex with my wife, and my video fucking home surveillance system got it.
That chick is cute, by the way.
And I should, Blitz, I'm telling you the fuck right now. Yes, she's very cute.
Yeah.
And so I'm just taking. And so anyway, my employees stole the tape, and then they fucking distributed it, and then everybody got mad at me and thought I did it and fucking ruined my whole life.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It is. It's okay. But I've rebounded nicely, you know? I'm
I'm trying to meet some people in the area that can show me around.
Well, tell me.
Places Bubba. To go, things to do.
Yeah, well, you got to tell me.
Bubba's been here for like over 30 years.
Right.
Well,
he knows everything.
Within Tampa,
he's got two mopeds.
I am a god. Like, I am, yeah. Like, within Tampa, I am probably, actually, I'm one of the most famous people ever from Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Like, that's for real.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Like, when I go to the dollhouse, I get free drinks, you know? I'm just saying.
What's the dollhouse?
It's a gentleman's club. And you know what? I own a dirt track, too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that might
be. Do you have cowboy boots and Daisy Dukes you can wear with them?
You betcha I do.
You betcha she does.
I even have some spurs to throw on the back if we want.
Yeah, I'm not into the spurs. That gets a little fucking crazy sometimes. But, you know. Now, how old are you, ma'am?
I'm 27.
27.
How do you feel about Fritos?
They're being stupid. You got any kids?
How long have you been 27?
Probably about 2.5 months now.
Oh, okay.
And like, you got any? You got any children?
I do not. My birthday is May 20th.
Really? And you've been to Tampa how long now?
I moved down here with my sisters probably about I think we've been here about 4 months.
Yeah,
I can't tell if this chick's real or not, Bubba. I don't know what. Like,
what do you look like?
We don't know if she's real or not. Are you real? Because I'm kind of tired, ready to go home. If you're real, I'd love to keep you on the phone and get to know you. But if you're just fucking with me, then you know what? I've been doing radio so long, I just say, "Ha, I fucked with you, Bubba. You fucking suck. See you later," and then hang up on me.
Right.
No, I am.
Can you, do you have a Facebook?
Name,
obviously,
you
you're watching us on Facebook.
Now, hold on.
My name's Lauren.
No. Can you DM direct message Bubba directly? And that way
maybe you can do that right now. Direct message the show or something. And then I can, you know, find.
Yeah, see the profile.
But hold on now, Lauren. Here's the deal. I probably am a little too old for you. I'm like 55 years old.
Yeah, you're in Boots' age.
And, you know, I'm just saying. Like, do you like older dudes? I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I can fuck. Like, I can. God, is my son in there listening?
Yeah.
Damn it. But, I mean, I'm just saying, I can really.
I think you would be a lot of fun for us, for me and my sisters and all of us to go out.
Oh.
Y'all should come out and meet us for drinks later.
Blitz, you got to have a. Well, Blitz, are you showing up to
him? I might need to know. I mean, like.
Blitz, 27 from Texas?
Yeah, 27 from Texas. Blitz, fuck you on saying this Facebook thing wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Fuck off. You can profusely say that you're so very sorry, Blitz. We don't get this much action anywhere
else. Hold on. Let's see a profile first.
Blitz, I'll tell you, JoJo checked out, you fuck.
Blitz can show you around town.
I mean, Blitz,
town.
Even if it doesn't work out, this is more fucking action than we get anywhere else.
Right.
Okay, then, so fuck off.
Did you message anyone yet, bitch?
No, I'm
talking on the phone, sitting in the car.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Listen, how about I take you off the air? Let me get you.
Yeah.
I got her number. Don't worry.
How about I text you? Would you have a problem if I text you later?
Nope.
It's all almost right. Noon, though. Don't reply after noon.
Well, listen, I could maybe extend her till 1. So, listen, your name's Lauren, and Lauren, I'll text you later, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
You got her number, Blitz?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lauren.
Hey, are you still there, Lauren? Damn it.
What type of fucking...
I want to see a picture of this bitch.
I was going to pick up and get her name for you, Blitz.
Let's put her phone number in Facebook. Sometimes people have it linked.
This bitch. Do you not know who I am, bitch? Yeah. I did that 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, come on.
What the hell?
Every caller that calls in.
Put her number in Facebook. Yeah. Of course I did that. I do that to every goddamn caller that we get. What the fuck do you think I do back here?
How do you think he knows all the
holy shit?
Anna, you are the... you're the smart, but you're...
Fucking do you not know who I am?
He's a goddamn fucking dark web
Before
hacker.
He answers the phone, I've got their shit pulled up.
He does.
Why do you think he knows who everyone calls?
Why do you think he always says, Jonathan from fucking Whitemore Tech? Anna, what do you think? What do you think I get mad at him? Because I feel he intimidates people because he'd be like, John from Whitehead, Texas.
Hey,
for
first time calling in, how'd you know my name?
Put your number in Facebook and see if anything comes up. That's what some people do.
Yeah, you stupid fucking
bitch. What the fuck do you think I do back here?
How long do you think he's been working here? He's been done it every fucking minute.
Fuck.
But you know how Facebook works, buddy?
Oh, my God.
He's a professional fucking fuckwit.
Have you ever heard of Google? You can type stuff in and look it up online. No shit!
You dumb bitch.
What the fuck?
It's honest.
I mean, Blitz, what if it ends? Hey, Blitz, I'm just telling you, that's my piece of ass. You don't get first dibs on fucking Lauren from Texas.
Oh, my God.
That's my
Holy
up.
Fuck.
That was my up, okay?
Okay?
You got JoJo, the softball player.
All right.
I got Lauren from Texas.
Okay.
Okay? Hello?
Oh, man. Hey.
Hey.
It's Lisa Ann. How are you?
It's up, the Lisa Ann. How are you doing? I haven't heard from you for a while. Are you in Jacksonville? Are you in Pennsylvania? Are you in fucking Alaska? What the fuck?
No. So I do have my house sold. I'm moving in hopefully a month. My mom just passed away, so we're finalizing her estate, and then we're good.
Where are you moving to?
Jacksonville.
All right, so you're from New York to Jacksonville.
I have a townhouse that's being built, yep.
Oh, okay.
Good. Well, then maybe we can see you. And you can, fucking no-show. Like, show the fuck up when you're invited to places.
I'd rather stay away from the drama.
We're just being fun. Just stop.
Yeah, but I'll see you guys soon.
All right, Lisa Ann. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
She's hot too. Hello?
Hey.
Blitz, we don't get this kind of action from nowhere.
Exactly.
I think we need to fucking cancel everything else and stick with this
right.
shit.
Right, I'm down.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
You got JoJo, and I got motherfucking Lauren. Blitz, we're going on a three-way.
Right.
And Lauren said, why don't you meet me and my girls out for drinks?
Her sisters.
I have been doing radio long enough to know that this is probably a couple guys in the fucking job site that can talk like girls.
Of course.
Hello, who's this?
This is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Oh, this is your chick,
now,
Eileen.
Now, is this my Eileen?
Yeah.
I don't know that we should be.
Oh, story time with Eileen.
No.
Yes.
We're not doing story time with Eileen where anybody asked.
Did you
her,
look up her number yet? Of course I looked up her number.
Don't. Eileen, I don't know that we should be having this exchange on the air. I don't want to expose my shit.
Yeah, just text them.
We're not exposing anything. There's nothing to expose.
Okay, great. So nothing ever happened, right? We didn't even go to the Bahamas together. Nothing.
We didn't go to the Bahamas. We went to the Keys.
Okay. And I guess that didn't really even fucking happen now, did it?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing that I'm trying to hide, but I maybe a couple of the dudes that you went out with like would be mad about it or something.
I'm single as hell now, so what's the matter?
Single as hell, she said. Oh, that's a positive feedback.
I got an Eileen. I got an Eileen Collins with a Candace fucking Keeley kicker. I'm doing okay.
You know, Bubba.
That's
what?
My girl.
Sounds like we'll be on Facebook all day tomorrow.
Blitz, fuck you on us not being on Facebook for I don't know how many fucking years we could have been doing it. You dumb fuck.
I can't believe that you waited this long.
I know it was all Blitz's fault. He's the most negative motherfucker ever.
Way to go, Blitz.
Well, sorry. Another thing, don't think that your son doesn't already know everything that you're saying.
Listen, Eileen, I know.
She sounds super hot, too.
She's hot as fuck. She's got big tits, too. Sorry, Eileen.
It's okay. I bought them. It's cool. I didn't have some mother, some dude buy them, at least I bought my own. Yeah. So you trying to protect him from your words right now, really? Him and his girlfriend been doing freaky shit for a while.
Oh my God. Easy.
Eileen, stop. I know that.
I'm sorry. He's not 13 anymore.
I know he's 19 and she's 18, and it's just like, but I don't even want to talk about that shit. Like, please.
Trust me. I know. My daughter's 23.
Oh, I know.
So what's your daughter doing?
Eileen, stop. I mean, Flummy, stop.
What's your daughter up to?
What am I doing?
No, your daughter. What's she up to?
Not you, Mike. These predator fucking guys.
I'm just trying to help Blitz out.
Yeah.
Do you think that I haven't been fighting off predators my entire life?
True. First with
yourself.
Well,
you got another one knocking at your door.
What do you think of Blitz for your daughter?
Yeah.
Is your 23-year-old daughter, is she
of age?
Is she single?
Yes, she's single.
No, Eileen. Not for me. I'm not into young chicks. I'd rather go out back out with you.
I would kill you.
For Blitz.
What about me?
For Blitz.
I don't know.
I'm a good dude.
I mean, my daughter is, she's a little bit more so than me.
More bitchy, what? More bitchy.
She's more so than you.
Listen, Eileen's a handful. I'll tell you, man. She was a good girl, but she sounds sassy. She's sassy as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean,
sass, as Ani would say.
When we were getting drunk on Duval Street, and there were some girls at the fucking bar looking sideways at Janessa and her, she was ready to fight them. So I'm just saying, she's one of those country girls. Those kick your fucking ass.
I'm a race car driver.
Yeah, she drives a sprint car. So that shows you that. Whoa.
So anyway,
Eileen, I think we're disclosing.
You're saying I shouldn't come back to Putnam?
Oh, I'm not going to get into my Putnam deal. I think that was probably something.
Are you going to Putnam? Bring your daughter. I'll go there too. I got nothing to do Saturday.
Is she blonde for Blitz?
My daughter is actually black-headed with blue eyes.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. That's okay. They sell hair dye. It's no big deal.
Oh, don't even. She dyed
it. All right, Eileen, listen, we got to go because we're letting the people are just getting too much information.
I've already looked her up.
People are already geo-targeting us, all this bullshit. You and I can continue to talk privately, okay?
I got you.
You got to keep this shit off the fucking air. Bye, babe.
Yep. Bye.
I'm not going to say any information at all.
My phone's probably blowed the fuck up.
If she still lives there, that's a cool place. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. She still lives there.
That's a cool place.
Oh, man. I just got a picture from fucking Elwood.
Yeah.
He's fucking tore up.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's in the hospital with his Tyler Clem fucking.
Put it up a little bit closer if you can because it's there. Oh, man.
Fucking.
Cover your face with it, because it's focusing on your face. There we go. It should focus now.
Let's start my life.
There it goes.
Cover my face with it.
Ooh.
There you go. Fucking Big Wood, Greater Man. I love you, buddy. You hope you get better, kid.
That sucks, Elwood.
Blitz, I'm telling you right now, we haven't had this much fucking female activity since the power pick.
Yeah, call in some more bitches. What?
Wait,
we still got another hour to go, man.
No, we're good.
Blitz has got four dates.
Blitz has got to meet up that with that.
Blitz
got to
go on four dates.
Yeah.
Blitz has got Bronco Rick's. Hold on. Blitz has got Bronco Rick's daughter.
Yeah.
Eileen's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And who? And maybe the bitch from Texas.
Yeah, Lauren.
And her sister.
By the way, I got dibs on Lauren.
Okay.
I want to check that out.
You want me to text? I'll text her your number. Or text you her number right now.
All right, good. Thanks. You know it's a guy that's fucking, you
I,
know.
That's, I think
I
so,
I guarantee it's a guy. I guarantee you.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, I think it went pretty good.
It went great.
What do you, Anna, what do you think? You think
I loved it. I think it went good.
Yeah. Now, Blitz, will this save and then repurpose where people could go back and watch it and shit?
I believe so, yes.
Could you do that?
I hope so.
Tim Brown, our boy that's helping us with Facebook.
Timmy B.
Do some shit, okay? Do your Tim Brown shit on there. See you guys tomorrow. We love you.